The Gemara.
Yes.
Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara asks the Kasha, "Otu Atzeres Rosh Hashanah, is Shavuos Rosh Hashanah? Is it a Yom Adin?" So the Gemara in to Yom Adin, Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah, Atzeres is also a Rosh Hashanah. Ditnan uba Atzeres al Perus Eilon. On Shavuos, Ribbono Shalom is done on Perus Eilon, on the fruits of the tree. I want to read out to you a Shlach Kodesh that brings down. Now what's Pshat? That Atzeres is Al Perus Eilon. That Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah for Perus Eilon. Says the Shlach. U'kamoi shebe Rosh Hashanah, just like in Rosh Hashanah, Rota HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel'olam wanted Lashkiach v'lidrash ma'is b'nei Adam. He wanted to take a look into everybody's doings. Why? Because hu yom b'riya harishayne v'chidush olam. That's the first day of the b'riya, and this is where the world renews itself, and therefore it's a yom hadin to see if everybody is doing what they're supposed to be doing. Kain rotzo. So the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted b'yom matan Torah, on the day of matan Torah, shumayra al chidush olam. Because Matan Torah is a proof too that the world was a Chiddush Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam is a Mashkiach, and Ein Adam Olvadoi. V'Lodoinoi, and therefore he decided that is the day where he's going to dan, where he's going to judge Perus Eilon. What does Perus Eilon mean? Perus Ahem, these Perus are the Neshamas HaPoruchos Meilon Asher Kadosh Baruch Hu. These are the Neshamas, what we say, that a neshama is chilek el akaimi malas. Basically, a neshama is part of kaviyochel the Ribbono Shel Olam. The peros are the outcome of the sheirish, which is the Ribbono Shel Olam. The ha'olam nidan b'yom ze al ha'toyer shenosna bo shebitul atzman menu. On that day, the world, the Ribbono Shel Olam judges the world on the Torah that he gave to these people, and how much they mavatl it from themselves, from them. That's why it says our Perus Eilon. Perus Eilon means that the neshamas get judged every year how much kesher they have to Torah and how much bittul Torah went into their lives, and the fizeh, that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam judges them on Shavuos. More than that, Rashi says, and Rashi brings down in Chumash, Yom Hashishi. What is Hashishi? All the other days it says Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi. Here it says Yom Hashishi. Hoisif Hei, says Rashi. They added a Hei to Shishi. Could have said just Yom Shishi. Says Rashi, Yom Shishi, Kulam Tuluim Vo'indim Ad Yom Shishi. Everything was Tolui Vo'imid. Everything dependent on the sixth day, which is the sixth day of Nisan. And if they were Makabal the Torah, then the world can stand, and once they were Makabal the Torah, says Rashi, Nischasku kol yitzias bereishis. The Bria became much stronger, and it's considered as if today the world was created. You see, Klo, that Shavuos is Be'etzim a Yom Adin, and it's a Yom Adin like any Rosh Hashanah. The Ramban brings down the Be'etzim, the days between Pesach and Shavuos, it's better than Chalamoid. It's days like Kiyila between two Yomim Tovim of Pesach and Shavuos, and the Yimei Din. According to Mishpat Rishoyim, says the Gemara, according to some Shittas, is between between Pesach and Shavuos, and that's why since the Zman is such a dangerous Zman, therefore Dafka Bizman Hadin will Meisir Rabbi Akiva, Talmid Rabbi Akiva. I want to be Mazbe a shtickle, what be'etzim is the Yom Hadin of Shavuos? In fact, Shavuos, the halacha is Chatzi Lachem. We learn out that for Kev. The Gemara says that Shavuos is a zman where you're supposed to be sameach, you're supposed to be happy, you're supposed to be adarabah, be marbe ba'achilu ushtia. How does that fit into the Yom Hadin of Shavuos? The lashon of the shlo is v'ha'olam nidon b'yom ze al ha'Torah. The world is judged on that day on the Torah shenosnu by that was given shibitlu atzel meimenu. They will mevatel themselves from the Torah. The emes is, what does that mean? They will mevatel themselves from the Torah. We talk about Zman, Kabbalah, HaTorah, Shavuos. The truth is, we have no shaykhs to Shavuos being Kabbalah, HaTorah, Hayyais. That the luchos were broken, and Moshe Rabbeinu went up again, brought down the Torah, and gave it to us on Yom Kippur. It's Be'etzim Yom Kippur is the Zman, Kabbalah, HaTorah, that we have shaykhs to the Torah to. It's not Shavuos. Shavuos was in the Sinas HaTorah. The luchos got broken, and our whole shaychus to Torah today of Torah Shebaal Peh is from Yom Kippur. It's be'etzem Shavuos should be on Yom Kippur, and the emes is it's a zman matan Torah seina. The Rebbeinu Shlom gave us the Torah. Gave us the Torah on Yom Kippur. Kabbalah's HaTorah, the Kabbalah of Nasa v'Nishma, might be Shavuos. That was Shavuos. When we were Kabbal Nasa v'Nishma, that was on Shavuos. Is the Shailis, what's the Yontov? The Yontov is the Kabbalah of Nasa v'Nishma. That will do, whatever it is. Or it's a Yom Kippur Dikah Avodah, where we're talking about Limud HaTorah. Where we actually were Kabbal HaTorah Lilmid Boy. The masbid is a meridik shayla. Chazal bring down that the Shas when Klal Yisrael was supposed to get the Torah, the Ben Yisrael went around the world and offered the Torah to all different nations. And one nation, he said, they came to the nation and they said, "What state do?" They asked him what it says. He said, "By signo." "By signo, it's not shaykh." They went to Shmuel, Sinov. The Govitz Agavucha once said, what would have been the lav in the Torah that if Klal Yisrael would have asked what was written in it, what would they have said? What would the Rebbeinu Shalom answered to Klal Yisrael if Klal Yisrael would have asked, like all the other guy in Mike Sivbe, what's written in the Torah? So he answered, Loshon Hara. Pashtas, that would have been the lav that Klal Yisrael would have turned around and said, no, we can't be Makabel. But the Maisa, Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma. Nasa v'Nishma. The Goyim, every nation turned around and said, one said Le'Signaif, one said Le'Sinof. The Shaila is, what was this Chadish then that Rebbeinu Shlom went on saying? That the Torah says, Allah of Le'Signaif or Le'Sinof. They were mechuyev with these mitzvahs, al Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. There are certain halachas that the Welt was mekabel on themselves, Asher b'nei mitzvahs b'nei noach, and then were choyev to keep. So they knew that there's such a halacha of Le'Sinach. What was this chadash to b'nei Yishmoel that when Rabbi Shalom said Le'Sinach, no, we can't handle it. Acha b'chotichya, it says we live on the sword. What happened beforehand? By the Shalom Mitzvah B'nei Noach, which they were mechuyev to keep, even the Goyim are mechuyev to keep it. What was this chadish by the Rebbeinu Shalom coming out and say, Mike Sidbe, what's written in the Torah? Here, there's a shtickel chidish. I wanted a chidish for my brother. It's a very different chidish. And he held to the emes lamitay. The Gemara says, Yisrael v'ayraisa kutcho b'richu chadhu. Yisroel, Klal Yisroel, Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all one. Ato Echot, Ribbono Shel Olam is Echot, Shimcha Echot, Mikamcha Yisroel, Goy Echot Ba'aretz. What does it mean, Echot? What does it mean that Klal Yisroel, Yisroel, Vareis HaKudosh Baruch Hu Chadhu? The emphasis is, like the Shlo explains, there's the Ilon HaGodl, is the Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyachol. The Sharoshim, the Anofim, the branches that come off it, it's Klal Yisroel, the Neshamas. These are Neshamas, the Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyachol is the Neshama Klalis, then there's Klal Yisroel, and then there's Torah. Torah has a neshama as well. Torah has a neshama. I'll bring you one small raya from a Moreh Dikei Rashi. Rashi says, Nefesh amolo amolo loy. So the Gemara, who amo b'mokim ze, v'toyrosa emeles le b'mokim ache. If a person is a amol, works in Torah, so Torah will work for him in another place. What does that mean? Says Rashi. This is a Moreh Dikei Rashi, it's kedai to look it up. So Gemara and Sanhedrin and pay test on the base. It might be Mechazek, some guys. Torah emeles loy. What does Torah emeles loy? Torah works for him. Shemachzeres olav umavakeshes meis koina limsolei tama Torah. Torah goes, because you are horvod, you are omol by Torah. Therefore Torah feels an achrayis to go back to the Ribbono Shel Olam and asks for you that we should give over to this person Seydus HaTorah, Tamei HaTorah, the reasons of Torah. V'chol kach loma, why is Torah going to be your shliach to go ahead and ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, give this guy Siyata Dishmai that he should understand Seydus HaTorah, the secrets of Torah? V'klo she'okaf piyu al divrei Torah. He was Moshe Nefesh in his Amelus B'Torah. He says, I say, that because a person is an omul b'Torah, so Torah itself, sometimes omul, you'll be horrible in the tesis, you work on it for an hour, 2 hours, and suddenly it clicks, it works, you light up. What happened over here? Says Rashi, Torah emeles shemachzeres olav umavakeshes meis koina. It goes after you. You are omul b'Torah, so Torah will go on its own accord, because you're an Omel Batera, and you'll ask by the Ribbono Shel Olam to give you Limsei Loi, to give over to you Tam Yitera V'Sei Desel. The Torah will ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for you, that you should understand Pshat and Tosfos. Why? Because you're an Omel Batera. That's why a lot of times it doesn't work when you're learning Art Scroll. But when you're harving a vekafah, Gemara Rashi Taisis, you don't understand a machlekes rishonim and you attack a omul b'Torah, then the Torah itself will go and be mavakish. It will be mavakish by the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says the neshama has the Torah hot on the neshama, and it feels, and it has a hargosha that when you're being an omul b'Torah and you become part of Torah, Torah will stand up for you. Torah will go and be mavakish by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Give this guy Siyata Dishmai, he stands down Torah. There's another medrash. I don't know if it's a medrash or Gemara. Of a person that was Nifta, and nobody knew that he was Nifta. And a lady went around town screaming, there's a Levaya for this and this person. Everybody should come together to this Levaya, and the whole town turned up by this Levaya, and they asked the lady, who are you, how do you know how do you know this person? But she answered, my name is Chagiga, and she disappeared. And the Chacham said, also Psha is this person learned Chagiga all his life. He chazed Chagiga. Chagiga was, that was his Masechta. And when he was Nifta, nobody knew about it. Chagiga, the Masechta, Torah, that he learned came along and stood up for him and made sure he gets a Levaya to Halacha. Is that claw that neshama, that Torah has a neshama? When a person is an omul b'Torah, he becomes kudsho b'richu, he becomes dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shlom, because that's chokhma from the Rebbeinu Shlom, and it's oraisa and it's Torah. Yisrael oraisa kudsho b'richu chatu. It becomes one. When you become one with the Rebbeinu Shlom, with Torah, then Torah will go to the Rebbeinu Shlom and ask the Rebbeinu Shlom, give me siyata d'shmaya. And this is where the big Yisod comes along. All the Goyim knew that there's a halacha of Leis Sirtzach. Sheva mitzvah b'nei neich. Everybody knew Leis Signeif. It's morally accepted in the world we don't murder. It's morally accepted that Leis Signeif. But when the Ribbono Yishleilam came round and said, oh, do you want to be Makabel L'Torah? He was telling them, do you want Torah to become part of you? That when you see a Ratzicha, you'll get disgusted. A Meister Gnevel, you'll get disgusted. Why? Because Torah became part of you. An Arab today enjoys a Meister Ratzicha. The Goyim enjoy bullfights. They enjoy seeing blood. It's morally not accepted. But if it's accepted, Matov Manoim, Adarabba. When the Rebbeinu Shlom went round the Torah and offered Torah to Goyim, he said, no, I want you to accept Torah says that you get Nishmas HaTorah. When you get Nishmas HaTorah and Torah becomes part of you, then you become a Chelik Elokim Imal. Then it disgusts you, a Maisa Aveira. You might fall. You might have a Nisoyan. But be your Etzem Metzias doesn't want to have Shaychas to that. And that the Goyim said, nah. That we can't accept. That we can't accept. Morally, no problem. That there's such a law in the chukim of the Medina that you shouldn't ganef, or you can, but just don't get caught. Whatever it is, no problem. But that I should become disgusted by a Meiser Ratzicha. That Meiser Goyim Ba'alma is not shaychus to me because I'm a chelik elakam imal. That's what Torah does to me. That they weren't willing to accept. Klal Yisrael came along and said, Nasir, we'll do it. There's a Gemara in Adorim. It's the famous Gemara. Alma of the Oretz. Nobody understood why there was a Churban Beis Hamikdash, Shama of the Oretz. And nobody could explain Pshat, not the Malachi Ashores. They asked everybody, Ripnei Alma of the Oretz. The Ran says, so the Gemara says, why not? They asked the Chachomim, v'layodu, sholo banavim, v'layodu, and they asked the Malach HaShor, ten nish givus, nobody knew. Ad sheba HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmai, al sholo birchu, b'teira, t'chila. Because they didn't say birchus ha'teira. No. The birchu b'teira, t'chila, therefore, there's such an einish on of the earth, we lost Eretz Yisrael, we're in Golas 2,000 years because we didn't say Berachas HaTorah. What's going on over here? Says the Ran, Al-Shalei Berachas HaTorah Tchila doesn't mean that they didn't say a bracha. Doesn't mean that they didn't learn. Klal Yisrael was learning then. Adrah, but they were learning. No, because you see that Klal Yisrael then didn't make a Berachas HaTorah, They weren't machshiv it enough. When you're not machshiv it enough, how do I know you're not machshiv it enough? Because you were mazalzel with Berachas HaTorah. Says Ribbono Shel Olam, Chorban. Because then it's not Klal Yisrael. Ma of the Oretz, Klal Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael, with the Beis HaMikdash, you want to stay one with Ribbono Shel Olam? Then there's a Tanai. Torah is a chelek of my life. Torah is a chelek of who I am, how I behave. It's not standard study that I come. We're taking classes now. It's a way of life. It's the blueprint of the world. It's the blueprint of my life. I was mezalzel in Kima Torah. They were learning. There's plenty of yeshivas. They were all learning. They were learning more smaller than today. But they were mezalzel in the chashivas of Torah. By not making a bracha, they showed the Ribbono Shel Olam it's nishna zei choshev. Like any other subject. And if any other subject was more important or more interesting, they'll go there. They sat and learned. Chorum. You talk about Yom HaDin, of a Shavuos, of a Yom HaDin, of Matan Torah, Naseh V'Nishma. You're right. Torah was given to us on Yom Kippur. The Torah that we have Shaychus to is the Yom Kippur Dika Torah. But there's such a thing as Kabbalah's HaTorah. And Kabbalah's HaTorah means Pshat is I'm being Makabal Torah, that Pshat is going to become part and a chelik of me. And when I'm a Omel BaTorah and I show the Ribbono Shel Olam that it's part of me, then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'll give you Siyata Dishmaya. And it's not the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's the Torah that you're learning will go to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because you're machshivit. When you're machshivit and you try and make that Torah is the blueprint of how I misnag, how I behave, lefi Torah, then Torah becomes part of you and there's a naseh v'nishma. But I can go through a shavuos and I stay still the same shagot. And nothing changed in my anhoga. I might be learning a whole night. And I might even be steiging from the day I walked in Rosh Chodesh Iyar till Shavuos. But it didn't change my midis or my anhoga or my chashivas to Torah. Then the answer is like the goyim. Maksiv bey. What does it say over there? It says I shouldn't look like a goy, I shouldn't behave like a goy, I shouldn't talk like a goy. He said, I've got to be careful where I go. That's what the Torah says, Mike Sigve. No, this is not for me. I'm not ready yet. I have to look like a yid. I have to speak like a yid. Mike Sigve. It's not for me. Like Sitzach, yeah, of course, officially. No problem, we accept it. But I should become part of us. That I should, that the Ribbono Shel Olam told us that there's a hevdel between the goy and the yid. No, das nicht. I want to look like a goy, speak like a goy, behave like a goy. No problem, I've got no problem walking into the Beis Hamikdash and learning. I have a good head, I can sit and learn 3 storim a day, no problem. If I have a problem, I look up Baal Scroll. I'm Melus Batera, that I should be an Omel Batera, that I should be Machshiv Torah, that Torah is going to be part of me. That was done by Naseh V'Nishma. That is the Yom HaDin of Shavuos. And when the Shlach Kodesh says, V'ha'olam Nidin B'Yom Zeh, the world is Nidin, is judged on that day, Al Torah Shenoshen Le, Shebitlu Atzma Mimeno. Not bitul Torah, they were mevatel themselves from the Torah. It's 2 separate entities. I have to show up in the Beis Hamikdash, because Nebuch, that's what I've got to do now. But to shaychus to me, that should become part of me? No way. Torah, siyata dishmaya, and learning will never happen until Torah becomes part of you. until nefesh amala omla loy. Omla loy means that Torah will be an omel, will work for you. It will go up and ask the Ribbono Shloilom Siyata Dishmaya, because it became a part of you. When it becomes a part of you, then there's a Siyata Dishmaya, because the Torah itself will fight for you. That is the avodah of Ben Shavuos, Ben Pesach Shavuos. Memchas Dvorim. These are all hanhogas. If you go through all the midas, you'll see most of it is hanhogas. That, if you boil them all down, most of it is not mitzvahs. It's not mitzvahs. It's hanhogas of how a ben Torah is supposed to behave. That's all. Most of it. There's kemat not one mitzvah. Rather, you can be toilet all these hanhogas and certain mitzvahs, shiroshim, sherish of certain mitzvahs. But you say that dover in the Memches Dvam Shatera Niknis Behem, the 48 things that the Balei Musa say each day is a different midah. These are all hanhogas of a Talmud Torah. These are hanhogas of what Torah is supposed to do to you when you internalize Torah and Torah becomes part of you. You want to know how you're going to look like on the day of judgment. How are you going to pass the test on Shavuos? And it doesn't mean, you know, I made it till now, I'll carry on making it. And you know, a lot of, when you're younger, a lot of people think, you know, I made it through Rosh Hashanah, I'll always make it. You're right. You might be living, but quality of life you won't have. Quality of life you won't have, because kol zman, there's no nefesh amola amola loy. There's nobody fighting for you for siyata dishmaya. It won't be. Ka'umas ha'goyim. Say that. You don't want it? Don't accept it. No problem. Will it be easy on the outside world? No. The Ribbono Shel'olam is making a din. The din is he wants to see how much is Baruch Hu b'Torah T'chila. How much is the chashivas of Baruchas HaTorah? How much does it mean when you say the Harevno? If it's said, the Harevno, that I want Torah to be sweet. Because that's the etzim, when it's sweet, it becomes part of me. I want it to be Gishmak. When he sees you take a davening for that, we're not going to change overnight. The Rebbeinu doesn't expect us to turn over overnight. But he expects us one thing. Let me see how much the guy wants to become part of it. How much does he want the Nas Hevenishma that he should accept? I'm not like the guy Mike Sivbe. I'm not holding by their rabbi. It's not for me yet. That's basically what the guy answered the Ribbono Shel'olam. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Morally, you're right. We'll accept it. They should be part of me. Das nicht. If we want to get through the Shavuos Al Peiros HaIlon, this din, we have to start changing a mindset. That Golos America, the Etzim, is very matzliach in doing. Golos America gave us as much money and as many yeshivas that we could possibly have. The amount of Torah learning that is going on in Golos America is more than ever went on in Gans Klal Yisrael from Yemais the Chorban. But there's still the Nekuda Amah of the Ha'aretz. Why is there still the Churban around? Ashle Birchu Batayra Tchila. Because that the Golos managed to be Matzliach. But Machshiv Torah, it's also Choshev. It's also Choshev. But Liyos Kechol Ha'amim, to be Fagoyisht. And when I try to be masbir, I'm not coming here to make a mocha on it. I understand where guys are coming from. And we're not talking about Grace Madrigas. We're talking about l'chol apochus. Ben Pesach l'shavuos showed the Ribbono Shel'olam that I want to become part, that I want Torah to become part of me, that I'll get to the Madrega, that I won't want it. And when you tell somebody, I have an idea, you know what? Keep away the DVDs till after Shavuos. Keep away the DVDs till after Shavuos. Wait! Yeah, Machanami, you're not holding by the Madrega of not watching Bechlau. Aber l'chol apach show the Ribbono Shel that I don't want the Goy Shavuot coming into the Beis HaMedrash. Das keine kann ich verstehen. Nobody can understand it. Why? Because if we were standing there when Rav Shlomo went around, we would ask Rav Shlomo, Mike Sivbe, what's written in your Torah? It's too much. I don't want it to become part of me. I want to enjoy this side of the world, but I want to be part of that side of the world. I still want to go through Svira with the music. I, Yimei Hadini, Yimei Svira. Well, I still want to have kesher to that world. I'm part of that world. I want to dress that way. I want to look that way. That's all part of telling the Ribbono Yishol Eilam, Mike Sivbe, what's written in it? I don't want Nishmas HaTorah to become part of me. That one day I'm going to look like a greaseball black hatter. Das nicht. No, that's not for me. I'm too scared to go over the gavul. It might become part of me that I might get a geschmack in learning, and Torah might actually go upstairs and ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, send him some more Siyata Dishmaya. He's doing well. You know what? Let's give him a bit more Siyata Dishmaya. He'll get a bit more geschmack in learning. You know what? He might turn around and change. Das nicht. I want to be on both sides. I don't want this havdola of Ben Agoyim and Ben Ayehudim, which is be'etzim the yisoid of Kol HaTorah Kula. Das nicht. Ba'atzeres donim al peiros ilon. There's a yom hadin coming up. No, ilon doesn't chap it. Why does he make simcha on shavuos? He make mishta. Explain it at a different time. But be yisoid adovet to yom hadin. And the yom hadin is pshat. How much siyata dishmai we're gonna have next year? How much Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be omoloi? How much Torah do we show the Torah, which we want to become part of? And we want it to become part of us. Is it going to go and ask Ribbono Shel Olam on Yom HaDin of Shavuos, how much Siyata Dishmaya should we give this guy? Give him some more blood. If we prepare ourselves, we change our mindset. Yes, things are not going to change overnight. Nobody's going to come tzaddikim overnight. Nobody changes it. Nobody changes the anhog overnight. But at least have a rotzen and a mindset. And nobody's telling you to become black overnight. That's not the nekuda. The nekuda is that nishmas ha-teira, Yisrael v'ereiso, kutshebrichu, chadu.